In a wood-panelled school gym hall in the centre of Berlin, a group of women have closed the doors on the winter evening. Under fluorescent lights, they start to play football. Sports shoes squeak against the vinyl floor, and voices bounce off the walls. The players shout across the hall in German, although, aside from the coach, it's nobody's mother tongue. Since the team was set up in 2013 by Champions ohne Grenzen, the team has counted women from Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia and many other countries among its players. As far as the coach knows, it's the only football team in Germany that specifically engages adult refugee women. One of them is 19-year-old Hava, who came to Germany from Kosovo in 2014.
With football, you feel freedom. It doesn't matter if you're happy or sad, you just go out and do it. And it makes your stress go away.
Hava is one of the longest standing members and fits the practices twice a week around school. At the moment, she lives in supported youth housing because 2 years after coming to Germany to find a better life, her family were deported, leaving her alone in the city. She heard about the team in 2015 when one of the team's coaches visited the refugee shelter where she was living. She remembers how nervous she was at that first practice.
I thought it would be really hard and that maybe I couldn't do it and that the others would be professionals. I was a bit scared and worried about it, but they were so nice and friendly that I just immediately felt like I belonged. Since the first day, it was somehow like a family.
Her parents are supportive of her playing and she tries to ignore the friends that aren't. One of the new friends she's made on the team is 19-year-old Hadisa, who was born in Iran, although her family are originally from Afghanistan. Like Hava, Hadisa is in Germany alone. Her family are still in Iran, where life as long-term Afghan refugees is tough. Unlike Hava, Hadisa had no interest at all in football before she came to Germany. She remembers trying to change the channel when her dad watched it on TV back in Iran. In Berlin, it was her boyfriend, a player on the men's team, who encouraged her to try it.
When I went with my boyfriend and I saw some of the women, some with headscarves, some without, some wore headscarves with long trousers and t-shirts, some had shorts on with little t-shirts, and I went there, I was just a bit like, how can I put it, surprised.
Überrascht.
At the start of that first practice, almost 3 years ago, she felt like she could barely move the ball. But by the end, she was looking forward to the next week. Mostly players find their way to the team through word of mouth, or like Hava, from the project visits to shelters. But getting new players onto the pitch can be a challenge. 28-year-old Berliner Carmen, one of the team's coaches for the last 5 years, knows that it's not only intimidating to start a sport as an adult, but most women are already juggling a lot in their lives.
There is some bias that we've met with the women that we try to motivate or invite to practice. Some of them said, actually, I'm already doing sports all day long because I'm running behind my kids. I'm running behind all the duties that I have to fulfill. I have to go to language class there, and then I have to go to the amt there. And just talking to us about how stressful their life would be or is, and that they associate this to sports, although it is maybe more of physical activities that really take energy from them. And what we try to make them understand by inviting them and bringing them to practice is that actually sports gives us energy and takes the stress away from us, so that we then may be able to maybe deal better with our everyday life.
They've made the time and location as convenient as possible, although not everybody can attend every week. But over the years, Carmen's witnessed it grow into a team. She remembers seeing the first arguments on the pitch and actually being proud they cared enough to shout. As they've grown closer, they've seen glimpses into each other's lives. Displacement, family separation, and the legal limbo of the asylum system are just a few of the pressures many players face off the pitch.
One of the most striking developments has been with one player that started attending our practice just a couple of weeks after she got to Germany. And that then also attended German class. And then after 1.5 years, or maybe after 1 year, she was able for the first time to reply to the questions of, you know, how are you? Wie geht's dir? Heute, was gibt's Neues? Etc. That was the day that she finally got her stay and her permission to stay in Germany for 3 years. And we were all so full of emotions because we really thought that she wasn't able to speak a word of German. And then from one day, like from one practice to another, she then was able to speak. And that just revealed under how much pressure most of the players were, and some of them unfortunately still are, because they still haven't gotten their permission to stay.
After some family issues and bad news from back in Iran, Hadisa was really down for a few months and didn't feel like leaving the house or going to practice. Football for her is just a hobby. Once she's finished school, she wants to train as a hairdresser. It was only when she returned to training this month that she fully realised the important role football plays in her life.
Dieses Monat habe ich regelmäßig gegangen.
This month, I've gone regularly to training, because actually, if I'm tired and also I don't feel like it, when I go to football training, then it's fun, and that's cool. Then I become energized, and I think, okay, you know what, my problems are for another time. Now, this is my time, just for me.
Ich will jetzt mein Zeit.
In the future, Carmen wants them to compete more, maybe even register as an official team. For both Hadisa and Hava, their favourite memories of the team are the trips they've taken outside of Berlin to play games against other sides. But it isn't always easy.
I think, like, the story of football being this language, this universal language, is somewhat a tale, or that is nothing that we can take for granted, really, because the last tournament that we attended in late November, one of our women, one of our players, when we were on the way there, at the station on the way there, she was spit into her face. And so that also is part of the everyday of the team, that we have to deal with attacks that are misogynist and sometimes homophobic, Islamophobic, ageist, etc.
While Carmen wants to promote the team so it can grow, she doesn't feel safe advertising when and where they play. The positive attention can also be problematic. Stories portraying women in football as a story of empowerment, of which there will no doubt be more of as the World Cup approaches this summer, can sometimes stray into exoticising the team. It can be frustrating, Carmen says, to always see the hijab in the headline. Sometimes mothers bring their teenage daughters to practice here. Sometimes daughters bring their mothers. There are roughly 25 players, but that number doesn't describe the family and friends that join for the trips and social events. In the future, they want to do more activities with this community that's developed. They want to make a new football jersey, for instance, personalised and free from links to big brands. As for Hava and Hadisa, both are training to become coaches themselves. And for Hava, this means getting more women to turn up, leaving their apartments and shelters, speaking German, learning and gaining confidence from each other, just like she has.
Ich glaube, bei Fußball habe ich viele Erfahrungen gesammelt.
I think I've gained a lot of experiences from football that have made me stronger in my heart, and I've also gained confidence. The experiences that the other women have shared have also somehow made me strong, to know that I can do something. That's not how I felt before. With football, you think you might not be able to do something, but you can learn.
Du kannst das nicht, aber du kannst es lernen.
For DW, this is Holly Young in Berlin.